Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports to the Max is on the air. News Talk 830 WCCO, Brian Cosgrove joining us. The GOAT, girls basketball coach in the state of Minnesota, now coaching again some at Providence, but obviously at Hopkins, winning the state championship after state championship after state championship, and Paige Beckers, and it just went on and on. And it was a treat to watch, and he joins us now. Cos, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it.
This is just like being at the health club with you, and just, you know, we could converse about 16 different sports topics in a half hour and cover it all, because you were a great athlete yourself and a great sports fan. So I'll just kind of pick, we'll pick and choose some of them that I think the people would find entertaining. Something people did not know about Brian Cosgrove, maybe. On the chain gang for the Gophers and at the Prep Bowl, I just got a text from one of the referees that worked with you at the Prep Bowl that said, say hi to Cos, he does a great job on the chain gang. You know, it's kind of one of those forgotten things, because we just see it and we try to figure out, you know, is it third down and how far is it to go, all those things. What goes into being a great chain gang?
Hustle. You got to hustle and you got to pay attention. And, you know, I do it with my high school football coach, Mark Lundgren. And it's such a great time to be hanging out with your old football coach, and then my old former assistant coach at Hopkins, Chuck Burmeister. We go back to high school, and Kenny Bauman, who won 6 state championships up at Manoman.
But let me interrupt you there. He did not win the 1979 state championship game, now, did he? Because Gaylord beat him that night. But that's another story. Well, go ahead.
Well, anyways, I mean, it's a great group of guys, and you know, you're on the sidelines, you want to hustle, you want to stay safe, and, you know, you meet with the officials before the game, and it's really fun being a part of it, and it's something that I hope to do until well into my 80s.
Is it a rush? I mean, what I sense from you guys when I see you together is you really do feel that bond and that, hey, we got to get this right, and you know, there's a game day experience for different people, whether you're a fan, a player, or whatever, but for you guys, it's kind of similar. You get there early, you feel the vibe, you feel that you're doing something important that matters, and you want to get it right. Does it feel very satisfying to do that?
It's amazing. I feel like it's a brotherhood. You know, if you have it's truly an all-day experience, because if there's an 11 o'clock game, we get there at 9 o'clock, and we meet with the officials. We talk about, you know, who's going to do what today. We go out there. We measure the chains. We make sure everything's in working condition. We watch them warm up. We come back in and use the bathroom, because once you're out there, you can't go back in and meet with the officials. And you get a pregame meal and a postgame meal, and then we tailgate afterwards and talk about the game. And you know, it's just a great experience. It's something I really look forward to.
Is the Prep Bowl just as fun?
Prep football for me is it's really fun because I like being part of the high school environment. The other thing is I don't ever get down to Viking games, so being down on that field, it's just it's an amazing complex. And, I get to see some of my old officials because a lot of those football officials, they'll do basketball as well. And so you get those kind of relationships, and you'll see a lot of athletic directors that you work with or against, and they're doing stuff for their teams. And I love watching how coaches interact with their players. You know, we did the St. Michael and Lakeville South game.
Yeah.
And St. Michael, they must have had 4,000 or 5,000 people there. They were really well represented, and they were really well coached. They just ran into a juggernaut in Lakeville South.
Boy, did they. So did everybody. And Maple Grove made life difficult on them. But at the end of the day, Lakeville South was the best team in the state, and Lakeville South won it. Won the state championship, the 6A state championship. Now, Paige Beckers got hurt, obviously, a couple of weeks ago. As her former coach, what goes through your mind when you see that?
Well, I was bummed out because she's such a good kid. She works so hard. And Coach Gino is a great coach. I just was, I worried about her last year as a freshman because she'd be out there in a 30-point victory or something like that, and she had logged 40 minutes. And when I coached her, I was always so concerned with her, getting hurt and those kinds of things. And so when it happened, I was a little bit bummed out. But you know what? She's at the next level. She's playing for the best coach in college. And unfortunately, that sort of thing happens in athletics.
Now, the good news for her is, much like a professional now, she got the Gatorade contract before this, and the NIL money that she's making, which is obviously, new to college sports, but she's one of the few that's really cashing in on it.
She really is, but you could see that coming. She's that kind of personality. I'll never forget, I was down in Florida last year for spring break, and I had on my Hopkins basketball shirt, and I walk into the Nike store, and guy looks at me and he says, Hopkins basketball, well, that's where Paige Buckets plays. I was her coach.
He said, no, you weren't. You're lying to me.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was kind of fun because she's got over 850,000 followers on Instagram and all that sort of thing. I mean, she's a very, very popular player.
And that's what they're looking for is influencers, right?
Exactly. And she's that kind of kid. I mean, if you saw her on the ESPYs, that speech, I mean, she lives that. That's for sure.
Now, the next great class, they say, is the senior class right now. And the University of Minnesota has done pretty well recruiting this class, including Maya Battle, who used to coach. Tell me about this class that they've got coming in, Lindsey Whalen, next year.
Well, I'll tell you what. They've got a wonderful player, the Maya Battle, who's just as great a player as she is. She's even a better person. And her brother, Jameson, is at the U.
Yeah, he's not doing too bad, is he?
No, exactly. I mean, they had a great victory. Mara Braun from Wayzata. And, I'll tell you what, unfortunately she hasn't been to the state tournament because she had to go through us. But you know what? That kid can play. She went nose-to-nose with Paige, two or three years in a row. The kid from Eden Prairie.
Near Hollywood. Well, yeah, I had a nice visit with her mom the other day. Yep.
She's an amazing athlete.
Oh, is she an athlete? She is an athlete.
Yes. Yes. And then, you got Heyer from Chaska, who won a state championship last year. I mean, they've got four really good players coming in, which is going to help them. And I think the future is real bright for Minnesota basketball because there's some really good players that they're going after, and I think they have a legitimate shot at.
Okay, but I want to ask you this. Can you stay with us for a quick break?
Of course.
Because I want to ask you, does it matter what your freshman class looks like anymore, or is it all about who can navigate the transfer portal at a higher level? That's what I'll ask the Cos and much more. Stay with us on Sports to the Max. The GOAT of girls basketball coaching in the state of Minnesota, the history of it. Cos, if you were, and you study this closer than I, but certainly you, and you know who's out there right now that plays on other rosters for Minnesota because you maybe coached them or coached against them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, especially, this is what's, I know we're all going through this in real time, but it's starting to dawn on me that really, if you're the Big Ten or a Power Five conference, just about every other conference is now nothing more than a junior college to you. because you can grab, you can wait and see and grab whoever pans out after 2 years that maybe you missed on them, whatever, or they just need to develop more, which happens as well. I mean, you talk about Jameson Battle. He probably wouldn't have developed like that if he'd have been at Minnesota all, you know, from the beginning, but he could at George Washington, and now he's a very confident, you know, very good Big Ten player. Would you, knowing what you know about the game and how it works, would you be all in on the transfer portal more so than the high school kid?
Well, I'll tell you what, I heard you talking about this yesterday with Pete, and I don't think there's an exact science or anything, but I'm telling you, you have to do your due diligence when you recruit players, and you have to look at the, you know, the intrinsic things in terms of what makes a kid good, what, how, where it came from, you know, his work ethic, how he handles, you know, adversity, those kinds of things. To me, if you're a player, it doesn't matter what age level you're at or where you're at, you're a player. I mean, Paige, for us, for example, I mean, she was an eighth grader, and she was really good as an eighth grader. It didn't matter that she was an eighth grader. Madden Greenway, who plays at Providence for us, she's an eighth grader. She's very young, but she's also a tough kid. She's very skilled. You know, when you talk about the transfer portal, that's a whole other thing. And there's no exact science to this, but I would think, you know, for me as a high school coach and talking to college coaches, I want to do my due diligence with them because I want to make sure that, one, they're going to be there, hopefully, long-term, and two, where do they see me fitting in long-term plan? Where's their long-term plans? I mean, at this point in time, it's a crapshoot. You don't really know. You're taking your chances. But, you know, it's a tough deal. It's a whole different ballgame nowadays.
And that's, I guess, what I'm saying to an extent is, you're going to invest in the next, you know, we just mentioned the class that they've got coming at the University of Minnesota, and it looks pretty good on paper. However, what if somebody that's played in the A-10 is now averaging 13 points a game and they go, I want to play at Minnesota? You got to take a pretty strong look at that, right?
Oh, no question. I mean, look at where they came from, and maybe they were deep at one position, so this kid didn't get a chance. But yet she's still a player, but because they had three point guards at whatever, she didn't get a chance. So, I mean, you got to do your due diligence in terms of recruiting and research everything. It's really a unique situation.
When you do research on a kid, and you've had a lot of kids come through your programs, boy, and a lot of scholarship kids, knowing what you know about the fabric of those kids, what questions would you be asking as a college coach if you wanted to get to the crux of their personality and trying to figure out whether or not they had the character that you wanted for your program?
Well, you know, the thing that I would ask is, where do you see this kid fitting in your program? How many other players are you recruiting at the same spot? You know, how do you handle adversity when things come? You know, does what influence, what style of play do you play? There's some kids that are very highly, highly skilled, but yet, you know, they might play a slow down passing game, that sort of thing. You really got to see what they want. And especially on the girls' side, you got to see what they have academically at that school, because you're looking at life after basketball. And so, I mean, you really got to research it, no question about it.
Okay, but if you're a coach and you want to know if this kid has the right makeup, knowing what you know, what questions would you ask as a college coach to try to figure out what makes this young lady tick?
Does this kid have a work ethic? Is this person tough? Is she willing to do the extra little things? I would look at how she handles when a coach pulls her out of a game, how she handles, like, when a referee might make a bad call, how does she handle the adversity in that type of situation? When she's out of the game, is she invested in her teammates? Those types of, you know, external things that a lot of people don't even notice. But, you know, like, for example, I use Paige again. When Paige was on the bench, she was waving the towel. She was coaching everybody up. And that's it. That's something you really can't teach. You just want it in a leader.
When somebody walks off the court in the locker room and they've just experienced a tough loss and they pick up a water bottle or something else and they rifle it against the wall because they're so upset that they didn't win. They're not mad at any person on their team. They're just so competitive and so mad that they didn't win. Do you look at that as a positive or a negative?
You know what? It depends on the situation. There was a time about 3-4 years ago we lost to Elk River. We were 31-1, and we lost to Elk River in the state championship, and our kids were receiving the red medals, and they more or less took those things off, and they didn't really care to wear them. And you could kind of understand, you know, you just lost in the state championship. It's hard, no question about it. So I guess you have to evaluate the situation. If you're losing in the state championship, no one's really going to be happy about that. But by the same token, you want to be classy enough to make sure you're not chucking a medal or throwing water bottles or anything. I mean, you want to be mature enough that, you know, you handle things appropriately.
Yeah, we've seen all of the above at different award ceremonies. Brian Cosgrove is our guest. You were at the breakdown this weekend, which featured some of the top high school boys basketball teams in the state. What did you see? What were your impressions?
Well, it was fun to go to an event like that. You know, I watched Coach Larry McKenzie and North. And
they had a big win against Minnehaha, huh?
Yeah, it was huge. And Coach Lance over at Minnehaha is a good friend of mine, and we had a number of conversations last year because the pressure was on him last year from the standpoint, you know, when you have a player like Chet Holmgren, you know, there's some trials and tribulations that go with, you know, coaching someone of that stature.
And he had Masterpiece kids there too, and Prince of Legbay. I mean, he had a lot of guys.
Exactly. And so, you know, it was fun to talk with him. But in terms of watching that event this weekend, it was great game. And then I watched, number one Park Center versus number two Wayzata.
And what'd you think?
Jimmy Ware's. I thought it was great because James Ware is a former player of Kenny Novak
yep.
and myself.
One of your old colleagues, right?
Yes, I coached I coached James when he was in eighth grade football. Just a great kid. Tremendous role model. Wonderful coach. It's so cool to see him, you know, going to the next level in terms of coaching really elite talent. And then he works for Park Center and John Hedstrom, who's the athletic director over there, who's another Novak disciple.
Yeah, former Minnetonka coach,
Former Minnetonka. He won two state championships over there. And so it's just fun being in that environment. And then I got to sit next to Kenny Novak and Kerry Sutherland, and Terrell Battle was up there. And it was just, you know, when you're sitting around that and you're just shooting the bull about hoops, it was just really fun to be up there.
Was there any one player that really impressed you?
You know, that kid, I don't know his name, from Park Center, who's going to U next year.
Carrington, yeah.
Yeah, that kid shoots the heck out of the ball, and, you know, they are very, very athletic. And it was fun watching Coach McKenzie coach because, you know, he's a master technician, and the way he handles his kids, it's so much fun. And so,
yeah, he had Willie Wilson against Mercy, I believe it was, the next one up, and that was a pretty good point guard battle, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some nice backdoor plays and some dunks and, you know, a lot of people up there. And
just, good crowd, huh?
Yeah, Justin Hagner does a great job running that thing. It's just so much fun to watch.
Yeah, and it's good to see that it's back. Now, you're doing some coaching at Providence again. What is your role and how is it different, you know, being out of the pressure cooker situation of the head coach?
Well, you know, it's my role is just kind of, I feel like I'm coaching a little bit of defense and, you know, just kind of adding my two cents when they need it. Coach Connor Getz is our head coach, and he's a great young coach, and he's very, very motivated. He's really good with the kids, and it's just fun to be part of a program like that. I got pretty used to going home at 4 o'clock there for about 2 years, so now there's that change for me.
Yeah, we don't need you going home at 4 o'clock, Kaz. We need you coaching and teaching kids. That's where you need to be.
Well, it's fun being there, and I appreciate you saying that. But I'll tell you what, it's 2A is a little different than 4A, and Connor just, he's got 2A basketball down, man. He's on top of it, that's for sure.
And you got Mel Count's granddaughters, right?
Oh, all three of them. They're amazing. And actually, Mel Counts was at our last game.
Really?
He's a big guy. He's tall.
Yeah, he's 7-footer. He's played for the Lakers, for people not that familiar, right?
Exactly. And his daughters are all three really good players.
Boy, I guess. So you got a nice team there. Well, hey, Kaz, we got to go. You and I got to catch up over a lunch here soon. But I appreciate it very much, and it's always good to visit with you.
Thanks so much, Mike, for having me on. I really appreciate it. You guys are the best, and I'm so glad your show's back on Sundays.
Oh gosh, it's fun with Pete and I. Yeah, he's a lot of fun to work with, as you can imagine.
Take care, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. The Cos, Brian Cosgrove, nice to join us. When we come back, boxing's back at the Armory. What does that mean, and in what form does it come? We'll find out when we put the gloves on with Rob Lear next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.